The Truth News Network. When common sense takes a backseat to social media headlines and fake news, you need clarity. You need the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And Dan Newman.
And here we are once again digging for the truth about everything in Washington, D.C. for you. That's what we've been doing, will continue to do, and are today. And listen, let me tell you this up front. I need for you to join with me on this quest. What we're going to discuss today is the impeachment process. After you hear this, I want to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts. I'm going to give you my personal email address, and I'll repeat it for you. Dan@truthnewsnet.org. That's Dan@truthnewsnet.org. Drop me a note. Tell me what your thoughts are. We'll keep it private if you want, or if you want me to share it, we'll be glad to do that. But it's important that we all engage in this because this is a really significant thing. Impeachment's only happened 3 other times in American history. And if it happens here, it's going to be the biggest one of all time. And that's what we're talking about today. And we'll start this way. Can Democrats win without impeachment? Win what? Win the 2020 presidential election. Can they beat Donald Trump? Certainly House Democrats are dead set on his impeachment. It can be honestly stated that they have for more than 2 years been on the path towards impeachment. Their latest method, it's called by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a preliminary impeachment inquiry. Never mind, there's no constitutional provision or historical example for such action to take place. Now, we have previously detailed that impeachment process as required by the U.S. Constitution. So why would Pelosi label it as an impeachment inquiry? Representative Al Green, Democrat of Texas, told us. He publicly explained so that Americans would know what impeachment's real purpose must be when he said this, quote, "We can't beat Donald Trump at the polls. The only way we can defeat him in 2020 is to impeach him now, get him out of office," in other words. That tells us what they're up to regarding impeachment. But this brings us to a question. Can Democrats beat President Trump in 2020 without impeaching him in 2019? Well, let's look at their case for impeachment. And you probably already know most of what I'm about to say, but just to make it clear and for you to remember, Democrats have made significant, never-before-seen moves for their attempt to impeach President Trump. In the 3 previous impeachments in the nation, as required, they all began in the House of Representatives. The process itself required a vote on the House for impeachment's initiation. As Trump's attorneys have stated, without that vote, the results, which must contain the votes of a majority of House members to move forward, a formal impeachment process cannot begin. It's never happened that way before. In all 3 of those historical impeachments, that of Andrew Johnson, Richard Nixon, and Bill Clinton, a vote like that was taken that started it all. It's necessary, too, for some very critical reasons other than just getting it started. When the House votes to initiate impeachment, doing so triggers a process not exactly like, but akin to those in a civil trial. The defendant, in this case that would be President Trump, has the right to face his or her accusers. The defense uses similar guidelines as in a civil matter, such as calling their own witnesses, subpoenas for evidence and testimony, and the defense has a right to object to witnesses and/or the production of certain types of evidence presented by the opposition. Normally, the defense has the power to question the accusers under oath. In the current version of impeachment floated by the left, historical and normal precedents are not in place. Preliminarily, House Democrats have stated that their impeachment inquiry, if it results in a formal process, there is to be no defense authority to issue subpoenas, no cross-examination of witnesses, no calling of their own defense witnesses, or no basic objections that are allowed to be included on the official record. The president and his legal staff have arduously pushed back on this unprecedented impeachment process, and they put House Democrats on notice that the White House is not even going to comply with any of their demands unless and until the House initiates the historical process to begin impeachment. How? Have a full vote in the House. Well, the other side, as far as Democratic ammunition to support their impeachment inquiry, The same old talking points are front and center. Election collusion first with Russia in 2016 by the Trump campaign, which was debunked by the Mueller report. The president's alleged obstruction of justice, which was also debunked. And the latest allegation in Mr. Trump's collusion with Ukraine to interfere somehow in the 2020 presidential election. Add to that the unilateral pullout of troops previously protecting Kurds in Syria, which has apparently opened up the door for Turkey to take military action against the Kurds, and impeachment cries have gotten even louder. Leading their charge is America's favorite congressional litigator, their Superman, Representative Adam Pencil Neck or Shifty Schiff. I didn't name him that. The president and other detractors of Mr. Schiff have. Schiff himself is facing a barrage of allegations of wrongdoing of his own. Those include, but are not exclusive to, lying on numerous occasions, committing real collusion with members of a foreign government himself, efforts on his part of inducing foreign sources to provide information defamatory to the president, even though the sources of that information were known to be unreliable at best, but that were knowingly unverified and even unverifiable. That now infamous phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky was what the Democrats termed the final straw necessary to justify their formal push for impeachment. President Trump, to their chagrin, immediately released the official transcript of that call, and the transcript showed no evidence of any wrongdoing on the part of Mr. Trump. Democrats shouted to the world that in the call, President Trump threatened Ukraine with our withholding of financial aid for Ukraine that Congress had already approved. That was a false claim. Then Democrats grasped at this theory, and I'm kind of putting this together in my mind. Mr. Trump asked Mr. Zelensky to continue Ukraine's canceled corruption investigation of then Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. That proves that President Trump was trying to force Ukraine to investigate Biden, Trump's chief opponent in the 2020 presidential race. Trump's trying to impact for his favor a foreign government to investigate Biden for the purpose of pushing Biden out of the race. Wow, that's a stretch. One of the problems with that claim is that President Zelensky said there was no such request made of Mr. Trump that included any type of quid pro quo. That was confirmed by the recently resigned special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, himself. Volker resigned that position last week, but stated after that in a closed-door congressional hearing that there was no such request by Mr. Trump or any other that could even remotely be construed as a bargaining attempt by the president. But that's not good enough for Democrats. When their evidence they are using to get Mr. Trump is debunked, they just double down. And they have again. Remember that first whistleblower who wasn't legally or technically a whistleblower at all? Remember when his story, his or her story, was proven to be unsubstantiated? Then Democrats are ready to trot out another whistleblower. And they don't bring these whistleblowers forward immediately. They tell everybody they're about to come. And so their news media, the mainstream media, are all over that, planning and putting an undergirding down for days later. Everybody thinks there's a real whistleblower that has some real dirt, but it never happens. So let's take a break for a moment here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what happens if the House votes to impeach President Trump. You don't want to miss it. Probably got a few little tidbits in there you don't know. That's just ahead at Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.
No hook to the left, no slice to the right. Straight up the fairway to the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Dinner, dinner, dinner. Every day you have to think of what's for dinner. Well, now Subway has a solution that is sure to please every person you have to feed for that last meal of the day. It's called Dinner Tonight. Every day after 4 p.m., Subway is offering a Dinner Tonight special, which includes two regular 6-inch subs, two bags of chips, and two 21-ounce fountain drinks, all for just $11.99. This offer is available all day long on Sundays. Subway of Kodiak. Eat fresh.
Are you tired of school? Do you have enough of this continuous learning? Let yourself seduce to the crunchy waffle drenched in milk chocolate. That chocolate crispy taste is going to make your day. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
When the left seeks to impeach a president for resisting efforts to frame him, you need clarity. And you get it right here at TNN, the Truth News Network. And again, Dan Newman.
Well, we already have half of that. Their intent to impeach the president. As far as keeping it clear, getting right to the facts with the news, that's what we're hearing doing today. So, what happens if the House votes to impeach the president? Without oversimplification, there will be a formal investigation that gets underway. Evidence of Trump's wrongdoing will be presented in the form of multiple types of evidence, the testimony of witnesses and probable testimony by the president himself. Remember, Bill Clinton famously gave his testimony on a video presentation. He didn't appear before the Senate live. Subsequent to those proceedings, charges are devised by the House Judiciary Committee. Each charge then will be presented to the full House and voted on one charge at a time. If a majority of House members vote to confirm one or more of those charges, they will be turned over to the Senate for them to conduct a real trial. The Senate will vote to either take up each charge, or they can vote to decline, to face any one of them, or all of them. If they say, no, we're not going to look at these charges, there's no substantiation to do so, this whole thing is over. And of course, then, oh my gosh, can you imagine everybody lining up on each side and determine who is responsible and who committed the evil? There is no idea, you have no idea, nor do I, what that can look like. The charges, if any, that are voted to be taken up will then be included in a real trial of the president. If he's convicted of any of those charges, he will then be removed from office. If not, as was in the case with Bill Clinton, the impeachment process is over. What happens then? The president, well, he'll be free to proceed with the obligation of his office and serving, presumably through the 2020 election, and of course, if reelected, he'll remain in office for that second term. As always, polling comes into consideration of things here. Everybody's watching polling of Americans regarding impeachment. Well, just like always, you can find one presidential poll that supports pretty much any position you want to take on it. Normally, a network considered by most to be a conservative news outlet, Fox News, released a poll on Wednesday, October 9th, that showed more than half of Americans currently support an impeachment proceeding to be held to consider the removal of President Trump. The Quinnipiac Polling Organization, however, in their latest, released another poll that shows that only 37% of Americans want impeachment to take place. This polling process leads us to make this observation. Almost every poll tries to give us a realistic segment of Americans whose opinion should reflect the majority of Americans. However, the fact that most polling segments, or at the most 1,000 to 2,000 Americans, it is simply not pragmatic to accept that such a small section of the American population, their opinion could realistically provide accurate and factual representation of 300 plus million individuals. Who can forget polling on the very morning of the 2016 election? By almost every poll, in fact, all polls but one, Hillary Clinton had already won that election. I find it hard to believe that Americans at this point want the president impeached. But who am I? I'm just one. I have one opinion. Of course, it depends on which newscaster, which news writer, which opinion show host you read or listen to. You'll find typically, if not an exact 50-50 split on opinion, something close to that. Well, until this apparent abandonment by the Trump administration of the Kurds in Syria, who have been guarding hundreds of ISIS fighters in jail over there, I couldn't see a way that would possibly lead Americans to support impeachment. The Kurds' argument, well, that's for another day for us. There, just like in all political circumstances, is a lengthy and very detailed conversation in that. We'll take it up, but we're going to wait and do so in another story on another day. But the left has been pummeling the president for doing so, even if it was one of his campaign promises in 2016. Remember, he promised he was going to get us out of those, all those wars over there that we've been in for decades in some case. Sadly, I hate to say this, and I really don't like it, but there are Republicans who support President Trump in the past that have come out loudly against these military actions with no explanation, just because he pulled out of this war, and it wasn't even really a war. It was a skirmish that was going on. We were just protecting the Kurds and kind of helping them out because they're holding in jails there all these ISIS individuals that have been arrested. The tide of American opinions on this issue could weigh heavily on how this impeachment process goes. And as of today, it doesn't look good for the president on that front. However, we all know there are numerous circumstances within our country that certainly trump, no pun intended, consideration of any foreign situations like this Kurd situation. Americans under this president have determined to view the necessary function of the U.S. government in a different light, different than in previous administrations. They understand the U.S. cannot afford to police the whole world and that we need to allow foreign entities to be their own countries and fight their fights, the ones that they choose. This looks like it really is one of them. War is never easy. And in every war, someone always dies. That's a functional and horrific byproduct of every war. But we did not pick this or any other Middle Eastern war currently underway. We have stepped in to back those considered to be our allies, nothing more. And this is one of those cases. It's too soon to make a call there. I have always and still feel that the impeachment pending as well as the 2020 election both depend on how Americans feel about themselves, about their homes, about their jobs, about their families, and the economy of the United States. Even with the things hanging over the U.S. that are hanging over the U.S., if these factors in an imaginary pile are leaning toward the good of Americans, President Trump will not be removed from office, and he will be reelected. That's just my two cents, and I want to hear yours. Drop me a note, real quick one, nothing elaborate, dan@truthnewsnet.org. That's dan@truthnewsnet.org. With everything going on, make sure you stick close. We'll be back tomorrow with another chapter from Washington, D.C. How about that? And a conversation with Congressman Mike Johnson is ahead in the next couple of days. You won't want to miss that. So stay close to Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Required listening at universities around the world. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.